This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
No surprises. It could be the person that sang that song, potentially. Our next guest is someone we fondly remember from his part in TV series Please Like Me, but now, 8 years since the show finished, he has been busy with music, more TV, and will even star in a musical. Keegan Joyce, welcome to Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Hey, guys.
There he is.
Sorry, Dave didn't turn you on. Hang on, we'll do that again. Keegan Joyce, welcome to Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Thank you for having me, guys. Thank you for having me. On such a momentous day, such a sad day.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
It's a bit somber. We've announced our big departure will be December 21. Joel, yes. And Dave, we're out of here in 2 weeks' time.
Yes.
How do you feel about that,
well,
Keegan?
I think I'm really going to miss you, Dave, specifically. You know,
favoritism here, Keegan.
You know, I have to say it, and no one prompted me to say that at all. No one told me what to say.
Of course they did. Didn't.
Just Keegan, just between you and me, just send through your bank details before we get on. Let's start with your new record, which we just heard Exhausted from. It is called Placeholder for a Conversation. How exciting is it for you to have a record be dropping out in the early parts of 2025?
I'm really, really excited. I mean, I wish I had a specific date for everyone, but it's kind of the way things go at the moment. I'm just waiting for the last little pieces to fall in place before I can announce it properly. But then I had the opportunity to chat to you guys, and I thought, you know what? Let's just play it on the radio. Why not? So, yeah, I'm really, really excited. It's some of these songs I've been working on for about 5 years.
Wow.
So they've just been kind of sitting there and haven't been shared anywhere. So it's really fun to have them out in the world.
Well, we really appreciate you giving us a bit of an exclusive because we love your voice, by the way, and we're looking forward to when the record is released, and we're so happy that you've, you know, given us the exclusives of your music. We're going to play another song shortly. Who have you looked up to or idolized in your musical career?
I mean, there's so many different people, but I mean, someone that really like immediately comes to mind is someone like Rufus Wainwright.
Wow, yeah.
I remember seeing Rufus play at the State Theatre in Sydney. And I mean, two things that I loved. One was like his voice, his piano playing. But also, I remember he was at the piano and I can't remember him coming on stage, but I remember him leaving because he had this like train dress that just went for like 7 meters.
Wow.
And he walked on stage, and I remember thinking, how did he get on and I not notice that? Because he kept walking, and then the dress kind of kept following after it. It was amazing.
Now, you said that the record has been in the workings for the past 5 years. What does this record mean to you? What's the meaning of it all?
I mean, for me, it started during kind of the early COVID days when we all thought it was going to last like a month and then it lasted several years. And I was kind of at home and had all this extra time all of a sudden. And I started writing out and making and producing the record myself. So everything that you hear, you know, 90% of it is me. So it was pretty interesting to make all of that stuff, but it was also kind of an exploration of that time and being alone with my thoughts, some of them that I really didn't want to be alone with.
Yeah.
And so it was just kind of like managing that. And I called it Placeholder for a Conversation because, after a while, I was playing it to some friends and some family and a few things, and I was like, I think this is a really good song. I really like this. And they were like, oh, it's really nice. It seems pretty sad. And I was like, no, it's not sad. It's just like, it's just thoughts that I really needed to get out of my head. And they're better out than in some ways, like a burp. Yeah, this album is like a burp to me. I had to let it out.
It's better out than. Just on a side note, I did follow you through your Instagram throughout that COVID period, and I think you were doing some like cocktail making at one stage and doing a bit of like a tutorial on cocktails. Is that correct? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, That's exactly right. I was doing cocktail making, but not wearing any pants and not revealing that until the end of the cocktail making session.
I'll have to go back and have a look now.
Yeah, there's a bit of pixelation in there. And I was doing all the editing, so I made it look like I really need a lot pixelated.
but, don't we all?
But during the time, I guess I was just trying like anything to be creative. So I did that for a while, and it was a little bit of everything. And making cocktails and making music is kind of similar, but the cocktails often help with the music making, I think. That was really good.
Well, this is a good little segue into something that's really close to my heart. I love putting a track on and listening to a record from start to finish, and I love to have a cocktail or a drink in hand while I listen. Is there a drink that you would recommend the listeners to listen to your record to?
This is a phenomenal question. Oh, this makes me very happy. I haven't really thought about this, but if I'm going to just like go off the top of my head, I think if you can make kind of like what I would call, there used to be a restaurant in Melbourne, it's closed now, that made a wood-fired orange Negroni.
Oh. You know,
it's like a like smoky-ish Negroni. It was like a barrel-aged Negroni, but they also would make like a pizza joint, and they would just put slices of orange in the wood-fire oven.
Oh, wow.
Get it all crispy and smoky, put that in the Negroni. So maybe that. I don't know. I think I just like a wood-fired Negroni.
It sounds like an after-midnight drink, doesn't it? Like a
Yeah, it's an after-midnight drink. I think it's an after-midnight album. It's a sipping album.
Yes. Absolutely.
You've got bite at the end.
Now, you did have a show at the gorgeous venue, the Wesley Ann, on Thursday night. How did that go?
Yeah. It was really lovely. It was really fun. I was so happy, after not really playing and kind of being a little bit quiet for the last few years, you just never know what's going to happen. And it's so nice to have people turn up. And, I'm really lucky that I think a lot of people come to my shows because of Please Like Me and Rake. And so it's really nice that I can connect with them in another way. And we had a bunch of people come along, and it was a really lovely evening, and I felt very privileged to be able to share some of those songs with them in a new format because I'd never played them live before. So I had to figure out a way to play all these things. We had a nice cello player and a drummer. And a bass player. I was very, very lucky. So it was a really lovely evening, and I always get kind of so emotional. I feel very grateful when people come up to me and say how much the show's meant to them and how much they've connected to the music as well, which is kind of the secondary reason that you do it, I guess. The first is because you really like it, and then after that, everything else is a bonus.
So I'm glad that you said that, because I think music plays an important part for people's connection. Has this album for you that it's about to drop been something quite personal in your own life?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's all about catharsis. Mm-hmm. I think you just played Exhausted, and it just says that I'm absolutely utterly exhausted. but it's also about, a lot of them, I feel like they're love songs to myself, or kind of sad love songs to myself. They don't sound like they're personal, but they're really kind of disguised as things about me and to me, and saying it's okay to be tired. And you can, it's an album of like self-forgiveness, I would say.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Like, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to stuff up, and you're not going to be like perky and happy all the time, and it's okay.
That's great. That's a really great message.
You just find out that your favorite radio host is leaving. And
I'm really
okay
sad that I'm
to be sad about that.
Yeah, I'm sad that you're sad that I'm going, Keegan. So thank you so much.
I can let the Joyces know. I can phone individual people once a week for $50 if they really want.
Are you doing a new cameo style thing?
Yeah. Cost of living crisis, John.
Radio.
That's right. Keegan, before jumping into more news about your upcoming part in the musical No Love Songs, this is a personal question here, but what is going on with your hair, Keegan? Like, are we sticking with the curls and more curls, or will the blonde return? I just feel like your hair's got its own story at the moment.
Yeah, no, I really went down like kind of an anti-Britney Spears moment where I went blonde. I probably won't go blonde again. It's too hard to maintain.
Yeah,
I hear you. But I did enjoy it. I did enjoy being an older, tireder Troye Sivan. And
yes. You may have got mistaken down the street for Troy.
A couple times it's happened, and I thought, he doesn't look this tired.
Exhausted. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm growing out the curls at the moment, and I don't know if it's a good idea because I was with my niece yesterday. I've come up to Sydney to see my family and I'm with my niece and she said, your hair's an absolute mess, Keegan. And I thought, okay, that's good. And then I said, I thought I looked really handsome. And she said, you need a haircut. And I said, okay, fair enough. You know, you don't get much more honesty than from
where's
a 6-year-old.
The filter? So where's the filter?
I know.
How old is she?
Six.
Oh, well, yeah, no filter.
Sorry to make it more about me here, but what's the secret behind the curls? I would love to get some curls in my time off.
A perm for you?
I'm not sure if jeans might be the answer.
Okay. And we're not related, I don't think.
I've got my secret product.
Oh, yes, please tell.
They don't sponsor me, but it's called Evo Curl Balm. And that's my little product.
There you go.
Because otherwise, if I'm not doing that, I look like I've got the frizziest hair in the world.
Okay. I'm just going to write that down.
That's my little tip, if that helps.
Curls get the whatever, Keegan.
Yeah, curls get more curls.
Yeah, exactly.
And nasty nieces. No. We are talking to musician, actor Keegan Joyce here on Joy Weekend Breakfast. Big news about No Love Songs, a new musical that will be touring nationally in 2025. Looks like you're going to have a super busy 2025 with your record out as well. You're going to star alongside the talented Lucy Maunder. When does this all kick off for you? Like, what kind of schedule have you got coming up?
We haven't started rehearsals yet, so we'll start in February, and then we open up in Sydney in March, and then we're in Melbourne later in the year, I think.
Cool. Oh, wow. July, August. We'll have to go and see the show.
Yeah, it's really fun. I'm really, really excited. I'm so excited to be working with Lucy, and it's kind of one of those shows that, you know, obviously I love a glitz and glam musical like anybody else.
Yes.
I love jazz hands. But every now and then, there's something very lovely about doing these kind of very intimate shows. There's just the two of us in it, no one else.
Oh, cool.
And I'll be playing the music, the guitar on the show. And so it's really fun. It's written by this Scottish couple. And Carl Falconer wrote the music. He was in this band called The View in Scotland. And it's kind of about their experience of navigating a relationship and being young parents while they manage their careers. And he ends up going on tour and leaving her behind with the baby because that's what they think is the right thing to do. And it's a really kind of small, simple story that I think everyone can connect to, but is really full of hope in the end, even though it's got all this emotional turmoil in the middle. I'm really excited.
We'll definitely keep us in contact when it comes to Melbourne, because we definitely would love to come and see the show. It sounds awesome.
Of course. No, I can't wait.
Now, there's a lot that you're packing into 2025, but is there anything that you've missed that you want to let us know? Anything else in 2025 that's happening here on Joy Weekend Breakfast?
Nothing I can remember.
It will be 2025 Joy Weekend Breakfast with Keegan and Dave.
Yeah.
Sorry, Joel.
I'll just come on and read the news. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, just we'll have your mic off. Thanks so much for coming on, Keegan. We wish you all the best with your new record, Placeholder for a Conversation. We are going to play Glory to Me in a moment, another one off your record. Good luck for 2025. It's going to be an absolute packed one for you with No Love Songs as well. And thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and best of luck, guys. I'm really excited for the next chapter, whatever happens.
Thank you so much, and hit us up when you're in town.
Ah, you'll be hearing from me.
We won't have a radio show to put you on, but
we'll just go and see his show.
Yeah, we'll go and have a smoked orange Negroni together.
Correct.
Smoked orange Negroni, that's the way to go.
Thank you so much, Keegan.
Cheers, guys.
Thank Bye. You.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.